From Radio Iowa, this is Campaign Countdown with O.K. Henderson. Sponsored in part by the Iowa State Education Association. Great education, it's an Iowa basic. Now from Des Moines, O.K. Henderson.
Republicans Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney appear embroiled in an endurance test as the hours tick down to the Iowa caucuses. A Des Moines Register Iowa poll released Monday night showed Huckabee leading Romney by 6 points.
2 weeks ago, I was looking at a 22-point deficit, and now it's too close to call. Some polls have me ahead, some have the other guy ahead, and some are right in the middle. So it's going to come down to who comes out and votes.
The other guy held a news conference Monday to show an attack ad that Huckabee had prepared to use to strike back at Romney. But then Huckabee told the assembled media that he decided against airing it on Iowa TV.
Just a matter of not feeling that it's the right thing to do. I just don't want to do it.
You know, I just don't think that Governor Huckabee is going to be able to fool the people of Iowa any more than he fooled the members of the media who are there. It's a little like somebody standing up and saying, I'm not going to call my opponent any names. But if I were to call him names, here are the names I'd call him. and no one's fooled by that.
The jousting between the two men has been going on for weeks. For example, Huckabee has rejected Romney's suggestion that Huckabee needs to apologize to President Bush for suggesting Bush has employed a bunker mentality when it comes to foreign policy.
I think it's also a responsibility as a candidate for president to talk about where you are different, where you would be different. I'm not running for the third term of President Bush.
Huckabee's fortunes rest on a mostly volunteer effort, including families who are making phone calls to Iowans on Huckabee's behalf, with the kids making calls right alongside mom and dad.
They're here from all over America. We probably have most of the states represented, people who have just come here to help us. They're paying their own expenses. It is an amazing thing.
Romney, meanwhile, has spent his own time and considerable campaign resources in the state to build a network of supporters, but Romney told Radio Iowa that in the closing hours, he and his staff are focused on undecided voters.
I think the biggest surprise here is that Mayor Giuliani and Senator McCain and Fred Thompson really never connected with the Iowa voters to the extent that I'd expected. I thought they'd be, you know, the guys at the finish line and that we'd all be racing, but the national well-known names just didn't connect here in Iowa.
John McCain, though, has rearranged his schedule to campaign in Iowa today after the Des Moines Register poll showed him veering up to third place. Republican Fred Thompson has said he will not be satisfied with anything less than a first or second in Iowa, suggesting his course of action will be to drop out if he doesn't reach that threshold.
Campaign Countdown with O.K. Henderson, a presentation of Radio Iowa, sponsored in part by the Iowa State Education Association. Great education, it's an Iowa basic.